positive news for third quarter jewelry sales this week. The only exceptions really came from Bids.com, which reported a sales decline of 12%, and QVC, which continued to report weaker jewelry sales overall. Blue Nile improved sales of diamond jewelry barely 1%, but they reported a profit increase of almost 8%. International sales really helped the figures since U.S. sales remained predictably flat. Berkshire Hathaway doesn't break out sales by products, but its retail unit experienced a low single-digit increase and said furniture revenue was helping performance rather than jewelry. Neiman's said jewelry sales were perking up. Company-wide revenue rose almost 7%. Same-store sales rose 6%. Earnings come out December the 8th. Fossil stated that watches were in good demand for all three geographies it serves, giving timepiece sales a jump of 49%, while jewelry shipments performed best for European operations by rising 38%. Luxury jewelry designer Theo Fenoll improved sales almost 13% in London and now opened its e-commerce channel in time for Christmas season. The best third quarter performance, though, went to LJ International, where retail sales in China rose 83% and same-store sales rose 13%. LJ International opened 32 new stores this year. Wholesale revenue dropped 1%, though. Our Avi Krawitz joins me now with concluding comments from last week's Kimberly Process plenary. Avi, was the meeting as heated an exchange as one might assume from afar?
Well, Jeff, I'd say it lacked the drama of that very heated June intersessional meeting in Tel Aviv, but the outcome in Jerusalem was much the same. Delegates left the meeting without a decision regarding exports from Zimbabwe's Marange fields as negotiations continue this week remotely.
Well, the point is, I don't want to disclose the details of the agreement itself as it has not yet been finalized. I think that it's an agreement that comes to provide an answer to the complex reality as portrayed in the review mission report. And a small number of delegations had to get final approvals, which by the time we summoned the plenary, did not happen.
Among the sticking points, the Civil Society Coalition, for one, is insisting that Zimbabwe endorse a local civil society monitoring mechanism, that the government agrees to remove military personnel from unassigned areas of the fields, and thirdly, that government tackles illegal mining and cross-border trafficking of diamonds. Some delegates complained about being left in the dark on the full nature of the talks, as it appeared negotiations were being conducted directly between the United States and Zimbabwe, with KP Chair Israel acting as the mediator. This time, though, the U.S. was in fact seen as taking almost the middle ground in the negotiations as it sought to win vice chairmanship for 2011, which requires Zimbabwe's vote to achieve consensus. On the Zimbabwe side, Mine Minister Aboto Mpofu left the meeting vowing an unconditional immediate resumption of exports of Marange diamonds, while KP Chairman Boaz Hirsch stressed that the country cannot legally export the rough. Hirsch remained confident that an agreement would be reached before the chairmanship transitions to the DRC on January the 1st.
I think that what we have here is the fact that what comes into application is what was agreed in the Swakopmund Agreement, and that is the Kimberley certificates of coming of diamond shipments leaving the Marange area have to carry the signature of the KP monitor. Each country has to react according to its laws in implementing the Kimberley process, and we expect each country to act in accordance with the Swakopmund Accord of the Joint Work Plan.
Of course, there remains a US and EU ban on anything coming from the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation, which owns a stake in Marange, even if those diamonds have KP certificates. On the positive side, a committee was formed to improve the KP's administrative efficiency. It was decided to improve enforcement measures across West Africa, and a decision was made to formalize cooperation with the World Customs Organization. However, those achievements continue to be overshadowed by the ongoing Zimbabwe saga, and we'll only learn in the coming weeks how those develop.
Thank you, Avi. Gold set a new record again. Here is a look at how precious metals performed this past week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and be sure to check diamonds.net for all the latest industry news.